Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
It is 410 News Radio 92.3 Pensacola right now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you on this Thursday afternoon. Been kind of an interesting day today weather-wise. Looks like Austin might have some buildups up to the north that might affect us this afternoon. We'll watch that. Of course, Austin Price in about 3 minutes with the latest forecast for tonight. And also he'll throw in that, as Lanyap, he'll throw in the 5-day forecast as well. But first, let's go ahead and check out the three important things you need to know about this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Escambia commissioners planning to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. Move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance delays due to weather.
All right. And Escambia County has jobs and not enough applicants to fill current vacancies in its road department. County Administrator Wes Moreno said that the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Moreno said that they are actively taking applications.
Hey, listen, a planned hotel. This is the third story, by the way. And I find it pretty interesting. A planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel. Then it went to 8. Third version was approved at 7. Guess what? Now the other version, this is the fourth version we can talk about. It's the latest plans are for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton Hotel located at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things that were dropped from the original plan included, and I'm sorry to hear this one because I thought this would be pretty good, a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Well, a woman has died following a crash in Walton County on Tuesday night. The incident occurred at 9:45 p.m. when she veered into oncoming traffic, collided with a pickup truck driven by a 38-year-old Navarre man. The woman was pronounced dead at the scene, while the truck driver and his two passengers, a 7-year-old girl and 14-year-old boy, sustained serious injuries. Emergency responders from Walton County EMS, Fire Rescue, and the Sheriff's Office attended the scene.
413 News Radio 92.3. I like this story. A local veteran turned 101 years old on Wednesday. Silas Pope is a Marine that served in World War II. He now resides over at the William F. Green Veterans Home in Bay Minette. Now, on Wednesday, his family and friends celebrated his birthday. He gave this advice for a long and happy life.
Just live it day by day and think about the rights and wrongs. There's lots of people in this world don't know right from wrong and don't know wrong from right. Do what's right to the best of your ability. And I think the world would be better.
He's absolutely right on that. And an Escambia County man has been sentenced to 9 years in federal prison for trafficking large quantities of marijuana and possessing a loaded machine gun. 21-year-old Antoine Booker Jr.'s arrest followed a high-speed chase after a traffic stop for a tinted window violation, during which he discarded a bag of suspected drugs and drove recklessly at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour. When he was captured, law enforcement found a modified Glock 9mm pistol and significant amounts of marijuana and drug paraphernalia.
414 News Radio 92.3. 4th of July, almost here. Just a few days away from here, and many folks getting ready to blow up those little controlled things we call fireworks. Well, some suppliers who didn't purchase supplies early say there could be shortages.
So you're going to tell me that you don't have no black cats, no Roman candles or screaming memes?
No.
Oh, come on, man. You don't got no lady fingers, buzz buttles, snicker bombs, church burners, finger blasters, gut busters, zippity-doo-dahs, or crap flappers?
suppliers say retailers that did not place their orders prior to the tariffs being lowered could either have lower stock or increased prices for 15. Moving right along, Austin Price has a look at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also have some if you are traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway towards Highway 87. Those are typically spots where we deal with some congestion, though, this time every afternoon. As for your weather, we're sitting at around 88 degrees. It's going to be a low of 74 tonight, and tomorrow is the earliest of several days where we're going to have highs still sitting at around 90 degrees, going to have some rainfall chances that are going to bleed into your next work week. With it being 4:15 and with us getting traffic and weather out of the way, here's your history of the Blue Angels brought to you by Calvert's in the Heights.
1958 saw the Blue Angels training in their new F-11As in the skies over Pensacola. The supersonic afterburner-equipped F-11A was ideal for precision aerobatic flight, and the Blue Angels took advantage of the plane's outstanding flight characteristics with an even more impressive airshow routine. In addition to expanded vertical maneuvers, the Blue Angels introduced the back-to-back formation and the first six-plane delta maneuvers during the 1958 season. By 1959, many countries had their own flight exhibition teams, and it was in April of that year, during the first World Congress of Flight in Las Vegas, Nevada, that several of these other teams got to fly with the Blue Angels, at the same air show anyway. The other teams were the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds, the Chinese Nationalists Thunder Tigers, Holland's Dutch Four, and Italy's Red Devils. In 1961, the Blue Angels spent close to 300 days on the road doing 75 flight demonstrations as part of the Navy's year-long celebration of the 50th anniversary of naval aviation. A June 10th performance at NAS Pensacola drew more than 75,000 spectators. That air show also included exhibitions by the U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds and the Royal Canadian Air Force Golden Hawks. Grumman, which had manufactured every plane flown by the Blue Angels, sponsored a Blue Angel reunion, which was well attended by former Blues pilots. During this special anniversary year, which was also the 15th anniversary of the Blue Angels, the flight demonstration team performed before a record 5 million people nationwide. In what would eventually become a tradition, the season concluded with a welcome home show over their home base at NAS Pensacola. 71 shows were flown in 1962, including one attended by President John F. Kennedy at Brunswick, Maine. Following the air show, the team was able to meet the president and presented him with a scale model of the F-11A Tiger painted with Blue Angel markings. The next year, the Blue Angels reached a special milestone when they flew their 1,000th flight demonstration on July 4, 1963, at NAS Lemoore, California. The following year, the Blue Angels flew before a crowd of 1.5 million people at the Aeronaves de Mexico Anniversary Air Show in Mexico City. This one-day attendance record of 1.5 million would stand for 22 years. I'll be back with more after this.
Are you looking for a unique restaurant experience? It's Calvert's in the Heights, a one-of-a-kind English-themed restaurant and pub with stunning views of Escambia Bay. Enjoy delicious cuisine from British fare to American bar foods to fresh home-cooked meals. Or stop into the pub for a great selection of beers, liquors, and wines. You'll find it all at Calvert's. Don't miss the Red, White, and Blues Watch Party, Saturday, July 12th, 10:30 till 3. Replace the heat and traffic with cold AC and frosty drinks and the Blue Angels air show on the big screen. Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway.
The Blue Angels tour Europe and get the only standing ovation at the Paris Air Show in the next chapter of News Radio's History of the Blue Angels.
No one wants to leave behind stress for their family. That's why a trust or a will is so important. Without one, your assets might go to the wrong people or leave out loved ones. Also, probate is long, expensive, and often avoidable with a revocable trust. TrustandWill.com makes it simple to create a personalized estate plan. A trust or will provides clarity and peace of mind. Get 20% off on your estate plan documents by visiting TrustandWill.com/radio.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. More shenanigans at the UWF Board of Trustees meeting. Questions about the contract being offered to Manny Diaz not getting good answers as they celebrate Martha Saunders after having basically forced her out. Dueling accounts of what actually did happen to the nuclear capabilities of Iran as we hear from the President and the Secretary of Defense. PPD's Mike Wood told us about a program that they're using for improving community policing in conjunction with UWF. You can listen on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Return you to Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
420 News Radio 92.3, Little Bachman Turner Overdrive, our friends from Canada to rocket it this afternoon. Hey, thanks for having us on. Do appreciate it. Chris Bryan, Austin Price with you. This is Pensacola Right Now. There's a new buzz in Florida. Marijuana companies are getting into the hemp market. The growing demand for hemp-infused beverages is adding another twist to an expanding cannabis market. Sales of hemp-infused beverages are skyrocketing as beer and wine sales are declining.
And Rick Scott proposing a new way to address what he calls a severe national security risk. Senator Scott announced a new bill yesterday called the Drones for America Act. It would raise tariffs on Chinese manufactured drone systems and components. Scott says the tariff revenue will fund a grant program to support U.S. manufactured drones and components.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. News Radio 92.3. Days before the Florida Detention Center, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz, set to open, Florida Governor DeSantis is considering building another center at Camp Blanding. Tampa Bay's Jordan Bowden. Yeah, Fox 13 Tampa Bay down there. Jordan has the details for us this afternoon.
Wednesday, while Governor DeSantis was signing mental health and substance abuse bills at USF, he spilled plans for the first time about a second proposed ICE detention facility in North Florida. Camp Blanding is the main training site for the Florida National Guard, located about an hour southwest of Jacksonville. Having a second ICE detention center would build on the governor's aggressive immigration enforcement effort. Immigration advocacy groups have come out strongly against the plans. Maria Bilbao, the Florida campaign coordinator at the immigration advocacy group American Friends Service Committee, told the Associated Press, "What's happening is very concerning, the level of dehumanization." Going on to say, it's like a theatricalization of cruelty.
All right. And, you know, speaking of this kind of subject matter, there was chaos at the Miami-Dade Commission meeting after a woman was hauled out while trying to speak out on a resolution she thought was concerning ICE detainments, but it was over reimbursement from the feds. Ariana Hernandez with Miami Indivisible says that she's speaking up on behalf of undocumented migrants who have been thrown into the federal detention center in Miami without due process. Thousands of activists across the country are holding candlelight vigils tonight to protest the administration's immigration enforcement, leading to what they claim are illegal abductions and deportations.
Okay, a Florida Republican congresswoman's office is evacuated after pro-abortion activists and chilling threats. Gary Baumgarten has details on News Radio 92.3.
Kat Kamick says the threat started after she was interviewed by the Wall Street Journal about an ectopic pregnancy she had. Kamick, who is pro-life, talks in the interview about exceptions for rape, incest, and instances in which the mother's life is at risk. She believes people mistakenly think that she's in the state legislature and voted for Florida's new heartbeat law, which makes abortion illegal after 6 weeks gestation. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Trade uncertainty had a larger impact on the economy at the start of the year than really initially estimated. Jenny Casola has the report.
The gross domestic product declined 0.5% in the first quarter. The Commerce Department revised the reading from a previous estimate of 0.2% decline. The quarter was skewed by stocking up on imports ahead of anticipated tariffs. It was the first time in 3 years the economy contracted. Economists do not expect strong spending on imports to be repeated in the April to June quarter. The Atlanta Fed's current forecast is for the economy to rebound, with the GDP expanding 3.4% in the second quarter. Ginny Coselda, Fox News.
424 News Radio 92.3. We are watching the money this afternoon. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks ending higher on easing Middle East tensions. Markets were also being lifted by upbeat news on the economic front. Among the 11 S&P 500 sectors, tech was the biggest gainer, while consumer staples lagged. Shares of the Magnificent Seven tech stocks were mostly higher, and shares of AI darling NVIDIA rose 0.5% for another record high. On Wednesday, the chipmaker and AI darling regained the crown as the world's largest company by market value, surpassing Microsoft. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Caterpillar, and Microsoft. The Dow decliners, Amgen, Sherwin-Williams, and Walmart. The Dow rising 404 points, the NASDAQ up 194, S&P 500 up 49. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
425 Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together on News Radio 92.3.
This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now call for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day, and you can learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Let's see. Got those backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Also got some on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87. And last but not least, still got those issues on I-10, traveling westbound, passing the I-110 North Ramp. Just your usual spots this time every afternoon. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74. Tonight, Friday, and the next several days after that into your next work week are going to have some decent rainfall chances with highs sitting at just around 90 degrees.
Okay, there's a look at the local weather forecast. Let's go national, if you don't mind. The heat wave may be over for the East Coast, but several storms are still wreaking havoc on those residents. Fox Weather's Brandi Campbell has the latest for us. She's up in Salisbury, North Carolina this afternoon.
If hot temperatures reaching triple digits this week wasn't enough, severe storms created its own chaos on Wednesday, this along the East Coast and Southeast. Hail, isolated showers, and strong wind gusts caused damage in some communities. Now, one resident in Salisbury, North Carolina, he said lightning struck a tree in his yard, causing it to collapse, damaging several power poles.
Saw the flash.
You saw it.
And heard the boom. Winds and rain, but this was lightning. Just glad everybody was okay.
And it's not over. There is a slight severe weather risk expected to impact Americans from the Midwest, Central U.S. to the Mid-Atlantic and Southeast this Thursday. In Salisbury, North Carolina, I'm Brandi Campbell for Fox Weather.
And the Department of Justice investigating the University of California over alleged civil rights violations in its employment practices. It's investigating the university's UC 2030 capacity plan due to race and sex-based employment quotas in the plan, which aims for a diverse faculty. The university could face a fine and pay damages to affect individuals if it is found guilty of engaging in hiring discrimination.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act is going through some pretty big changes here today. Ryan Schmelz has more for us from Washington.
The Senate parliamentarian is stripping numerous provisions from the massive tax and spending package. Sections of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act need to be approved by the parliamentarian, who's determining if they comply with the Byrd Rule, which says the different components have to be related to revenues in order to avoid the Senate filibuster. A number of hotly debated health care provisions were removed, as was an effort to sell public lands. Senator Mike Lee of Utah is introducing a new version of the bill he thinks will comply with the parliamentarian's rules. What does and doesn't survive the birdbath could determine how Republican lawmakers vote. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
And new data shows that the U.S. economy shrank faster than expected. The Commerce Department revised the first quarter gross domestic product growth lower today. In the first 3 months of 2025, the GDP fell at an annual rate of 0.5% from January through March. Economists predicted the number to stay the same at a 0.2 contraction, but the surge of imports into the U.S. before the Trump administration's tariffs went into effect is thought to have weighed down first quarter growth.
Okay, News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Iran's strike on the U.S. base in Qatar earlier this week highlighted the small nation's unique and complicated role in that region. As a Qatar broke ceasefire between Israel and Gaza, now a possibility. Steve Harrigan has a report from Qatar this afternoon.
There's certainly a lot of talk about momentum by both President Trump and Qatari officials here who say that that ceasefire could eventually expand to a ceasefire in Gaza as well. And Qatar, of course, a key mediator here. It's a tiny nation of 3 million that does have close relations with Iran, but also hosts the largest U.S. military base in the region. That base, Al Udeid, of course, came under fire on Monday. It was defended by a skeleton crew of U.S. forces. Those forces described by the Pentagon today as heroic. And finally, Iran's supreme leader appeared for the first time in almost 2 weeks, appeared on a taped interview. Not clear when it was taped. He said the U.S. got hit with a heavy slap in this fight.
All right. right. And the wife of the Minnesota lawmaker shooting suspect is speaking out. Jenny Belter released a statement today through her lawyer, offering her sympathies to the victims and their families. She added that she is cooperating with authorities as they investigate her husband, Vance.
Federal officials say they are going to deport Kilmar Garcia to another country. But Jill Nato reports, not so fast.
A federal judge in Nashville ruled Kilmar Abrego Garcia should be released from jail while he waits for his trial. But she's keeping him in custody, concerned he may get deported again. Prosecutors say they will deport him, but their plans aren't imminent. They also say he won't be sent to his native El Salvador again. An immigration judge ruled back in 2019 that Abrego Garcia may face violence from gangs in El Salvador, and he was allowed to stay in the U.S. The Trump administration said he was deported by mistake, but now they want him prosecuted on human trafficking charges. He's pleaded not guilty to that. Jill Nato, Fox News.
And the Supreme Court will issue its terms final rulings Friday. Included in the Badger decisions is a case involving Trump's attempt to end birthright citizenship for some. And while the High Court will not rule on Trump's executive order directly, it will decide if federal judges have the power to issue nationwide injunctions as the case makes its way through litigation.
Okay, Escambia County has jobs. Not enough applicants to fill those vacancies in the roads department. County Administrator Wes Marino saying the county roads department is understaffed, underfunded, and undermanned. Coming up in about 5 minutes, we'll look at some sports on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News, I'm Deborah Valentine. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill receiving their first official briefing on Saturday's U.S. airstrikes on three Iranian nuclear plants to aid Israel. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer thinks the mission was unorganized.
What was clear is that there was no coherent strategy, no end game, no plan, no detailed plan on how Iran does not attain a nuclear weapon.
The Trump administration continues to defend its actions, calling Operation Midnight Hammer an overwhelming success. Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei made his first public comments today since a ceasefire with Israel was declared. The Ayatollah says Iran delivered a hand slap to America's face in its strike on American base in Qatar. The Ayatollah warning against any further U.S. attacks on Iran. America's listening to Fox News.
Culver's could only have started in Wisconsin. Enjoy goodness from America's Dairyland, like real Wisconsin cheese on their juicy butter burgers, the farm fresh dairy in their fresh frozen custard made fresh daily at each restaurant, or even their crispy golden Wisconsin cheese curds, now featuring cotton dinners and sandwiches. Visit Culver's today, Mobile Highway, Bayou Boulevard, and Highway 90 in Milton. Curbside service is now available as well as third-party delivery with DoorDash and Uber Eats. Culver's, welcome to delicious.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up.
But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Mark Lee, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Mark Lee, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Here's Chris and Austin for Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I
Here's today's top three stories.
Well, tourist tax dollars will fund new artificial fields. Escambia commissioners plan to spend $25 million in tourist tax revenue to convert the playing fields at John R. Jones Park and Sports Arena to artificial turf. The move will position the facility as a major regional hub for youth sports tournaments. The investment includes new turf for 20 fields designed to reduce maintenance delays due to weather.
SRIA, this is the number two story, by the way, is enhancing public transportation for the Pensacola Beach Air Show July 11th and 12th throughout both days. Buses and trolleys will transport passengers from Park East and Park West to Center Point at Casino Beach. Due to the traffic congestion, trolley service to access road stops, this includes the Grand Marlin and Quiet Water Beach, will be suspended at 6 o'clock. Regular routes will resume thereafter until midnight.
All right, and your third top three story today. A planned hotel on South Palafox has scaled back its design again. Originally, the project started as a 9-story hotel, then 8. A third version was approved at 7. Now the latest plans are for a 6-story Tempo by Hilton Hotel, located at the corner of Palafox and Cedar Streets. Other things dropped from the original plan included a rooftop bar, a pool, and a second-floor patio that overlooked Palafox Street.
Here's your top local stories this hour.
Okay, officials say they've identified three suspects in the multiple cases where rocks, bricks, and even concrete blocks were thrown off the Jones Road overpass and onto moving vehicles on the 10 freeway in Santa Rosa County. The latest incident happened earlier this week when a vehicle's windshield was shattered by a rock. Major Todd Bobie from the Santa Rosa County Sheriff's Office.
And they made contact with two juveniles and then identified a third juvenile as well. And they all, as of last night, the three juveniles confessed to being the ones who were throwing bricks and concrete blocks off of the interstate overpass and striking cars driving down the road.
And when he's talking about, you know, these juveniles, we're talking kids here, Austin, ranging in ages 10 to 17 years of age.
Good Lord.
Officials are working on getting arrest warrants, and the kids could face felony charges and be ordered to pay for those damages.
Ouch. I'm sure mommy and daddy aren't happy about that. And yesterday we learned about an immigration operation that resulted in several arrests in Gulf Shores. The FBI says that the operation was set into motion by community tips. Federal agents and local police officers arrested 37 illegal immigrants at the construction site where the new Gulf Shores High School is being built. Seven of those immigrants reportedly had criminal histories ranging from domestic violence to property damage and other outstanding warrants.
Okay, as part of the East Garden District in downtown Pensacola, well, it could potentially get another condo development. The Tristan Residences is a planned development being proposed to go up on North Jefferson Street right there next to the Tristan Hotel, which is currently under construction. ARB will review the designs for conceptual approval at today's meeting this afternoon.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Fox Sports Update.
With the first pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Dallas Mavericks select Cooper Flagg from Duke University. With the second pick, the San Antonio Spurs select Dylan Harper from Rutgers University. With the third pick, the Philadelphia 76ers select Vijay Edgecombe from Bimini, Bahamas and Baylor University. With the fourth pick, the Charlotte Hornets select Con Knipple from Duke University. With the fifth pick, the Utah Jazz select Arius Ace Bailey from Rutgers University.
On ABC and ESPN, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced all 30 selections in the first round of the NBA Draft Wednesday in Brooklyn, New York, where the Brooklyn Nets made NBA history. First team to select five players in the first round of a draft. Last night loaded with trades, 10 in all. Several players who were picked by one team then got traded to another. The second round of the draft begins tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern time.
And a bouncer right side, that's through, base hit. And the fans here will applaud Colton Cowser for putting a little blemish on an otherwise brilliant night tonight for Jacob DeGrom.
On Rangers Sports Network, two-time Cy Young winner Jacob DeGrom carried a perfect game for the first six innings against the Orioles last night. He carried a no-hitter through seven innings, but then Baltimore's Colton Cowser led off the eighth with a single. The last batter DeGrom faced, the Rangers shut out the Orioles 7-0. The reigning World Series champion Los Angeles Dodgers back atop the heap.
Dodgers tied the Tigers for the best record in the major leagues Wednesday. Los Angeles scored an 8-1 win over Colorado after Detroit had been shut out by the Athletics 3-0. LA and Detroit both 50-31. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
All right, and former NBA MVP Kevin Durant planning to finish his career with the Houston Rockets. Durant told ESPN earlier today that his goal is to eventually retire as a member of that organization. The 36-year-old was recently traded to Houston by the Phoenix Suns, and he's played with five different teams throughout his 16-year career.
439 News Radio 92.3, the ESPY nominations are in. Michelle Polino has the numbers.
NFL stars Josh Allen and Saquon Barkley, WNBA phenom Caitlin Clark, tennis champion Coco Gauff, Olympic legend Simone Biles, and NHL great Alexander Ovechkin are among the top nominees for this year's ESPY Awards. The ceremony will air live Wednesday, July 16th from the Dolby Theater in Los Angeles, hosted by comedian Shane Gillis. It'll air on ABC and ESPN+. Celebrities from across sports and entertainment will present awards in categories including Best Athlete, Men's Sports and Women's Sports, Best Breakthrough Athlete, Best Record-Breaking Performance, Best Comeback Athlete, and more. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And the NHL extending the regular season to 84 games. According to multiple reports, the league and Players Association settled on a key framework for a new collective bargaining agreement. The changes will start in the 26-27 season, and the new deal would run until 2030.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by AutoZone. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Everyone appears to think Ace Bailey isn't happy after getting drafted by the Utah Jazz. And last night I talked to Ace and he was smiling and said it's a blessing to get drafted. When I asked him to respond to the people who don't think he's happy about going to Utah, he didn't give an answer that provided much clarity. Maybe he just doesn't care what people think, which is more than fine. Either way, Utah made the right call in drafting him fifth overall, and now it's ultimately up to Ace to embrace his new home. I'm Zach Gelb.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Every success you've had began with a great opportunity. Now there's another one. Last aid year, University of Maryland Global Campus awarded over $21 million in scholarships to qualified students, including community college students, service members, veterans, and working adults. Now is the time to move your career forward with an online and accredited skills-based education. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chef.
Today's health news.
Okay, major food companies are ditching the artificial dyes. Going to find out more here. Here's Hillary Barsky with the latest.
Nestle will eliminate artificial colors from its U.S. food and beverages by the middle of 2026. Nestle is the latest company to make the commitment. Last week, Kraft Heinz and General Mills said that they would take out artificial dyes from their U.S. products by 2027. In addition, General Mills, the maker of Cheerios and Lucky Charms cereals, also said it plans to remove artificial dyes from its cereals and from all food served in K through 12 schools by the middle of next year. Both California and West Virginia have recently banned artificial dyes in foods served in schools. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Texans looking to buy lab-grown meat will have to take their business elsewhere. A new Texas law passed during this legislative session makes it illegal for people to sell cultured meat for human consumption. The law will go into effect September 1st, expiring in 2027. Six other states have bans in effect, including Nebraska, Montana, and yes, Florida. Violators of the law will face a Class A misdemeanor.
Well, the FDA up in Washington is pretty busy these days, and they are warning of a rare heart side effect mainly seen in young men. It's associated with two leading COVID vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines, I should say. Deborah Valentine has the report.
Myocarditis, a type of heart inflammation that is usually mild, emerged as a complication after the first COVID-19 shots became widely available in 2021. The new FDA warning label lists the risk of myocarditis as 8 cases per 1 million people who got the 2023-2024 COVID shots between the ages of 6 months and 64 years old. The previous label said the problem mostly occurs in 12 to 17-year-olds. The FDA's label update is the latest step by officials working under HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to restrict or undercut use of vaccines. Deborah Valentine, Fox News.
Okay, health experts are also warning against taking cold showers to cool off this summer. How about that one? I know I'm telling you about taking a cold shower for other things too, but cooling off this summer is another one. Here's the latest from Fox.
This is House Call for Health. As many Americans cool off from the recent heat wave, experts are warning about the dangers of taking a cold shower during a heat wave to cool off. A recent article published by anatomy professor Adam Taylor of Lancaster University in the UK suggests taking a cold shower right after being in the heat may cause your blood vessels near your skin to tighten, which may cause your body to actually hold heat in. Experts say it's okay to take mildly cold showers to cool down, but they recommend drinking lots of water, avoiding caffeine, alcohol, and dark-colored clothing. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
I don't like those cold showers. 445 on News Radio 92.3, Austin Price, looking at the weather and local traffic together this afternoon.
Thank you very much, sir. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see, looking at the roads here, not too much going on, just a few of our usual spots. I-10 westbound passing the I-110 north ramp is dealing with some backups. Same can certainly be said for Navarre Parkway, traveling westbound towards Highway 87. That's probably our worst looking spot right now. Then we got some backups on Highway 90, traveling westbound. That's going to be if you're coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather on a local scale, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. This next several days going to have highs sitting at around 90 degrees, anywhere from 89 to 91, and we're going to have some decent rainfall chances every step of the way.
Okay, let me get a snapshot on the national level. Stormy weather brings some relief from the heat dome today. Janice Dean has the forecast.
Another day of intense heat for the eastern half of the country, with some relief on the way for the northeast and the mid-Atlantic. Temperatures will swing from 100 degrees to highs in the 70s for many big cities along the I-95 corridor as a cold front moves in and brings some rain and thunderstorms for the next few days. Stronger storms could produce hail, gusty winds, and lightning with heavy rain leading to flash flooding. Also looking at the risk for severe weather around the ridge of high pressure, which will nudge westward heading into the weekend. Fox Weather has all your latest details. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
Here's today's business news.
Yeah, keeping you connected, the latest update on the job market is mixed this afternoon. Janika Sola explains.
Fewer people filed for unemployment benefits for the first time in the week ending June 21st, though more people are remaining on benefits. New claims declined by 10,000 to 236,000, the numbers fewer than economists were predicting, but continuing claims, those remaining on benefits, rose by 37,000 to 1.97 million in the week ending June 14th. That's the most continuing claims reported since November of 2021. And could reflect difficulty in finding new employment. The monthly employment report will be released next Thursday ahead of the 4th of July holiday. Janico Solda, Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Nike reporting fiscal fourth quarter earnings today after the bell. Earnings per share and revenue both overshot industry estimates. Shares of the iconic shoe and apparel brand are currently down slightly. PayPal is signing a multi-year agreement with the Big Ten and Big 12 conferences, allowing schools to pay student-athletes through the online payment service. That partnership follows the recent court decision permitting schools to directly compensate their student-athletes. Spirit Halloween says it has 50,000 open positions available for the more than 1,500 retail locations that's expected to open ahead of the upcoming Halloween season. National Retail Federation says 47% of consumers start Halloween shopping before October. On Wall Street, stocks were higher, with the three major averages gaining anywhere from 0.8 to upwards of 1%. Crude oil futures above $65 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
And the Supreme Court says that states can now cut off Planned Parenthood's Medicaid funds. The High Court blocked the organization today from suing South Carolina over the matter. The state cut the funding because of the abortion care that Planned Parenthood provides.
Okay, Memphis Airport is getting a new name to honor the late founder of FedEx. Big operation there for FedEx. Just massive. Tanya J. Powers has more.
Memphis International Airport will be renamed for Fred Smith, the founder of FedEx, who died last weekend at 80 years old. The Memphis Shelby County Airport Authority Board of Commissioners passed the resolution. Airport officials say there are still some administrative and logistical things to work out, but the renaming process will begin immediately. Smith launched FedEx in 1973, growing it from a small startup with 14 jets to a global corporation that employs more than 500,000 people. FedEx also turned the Memphis airport into one of the busiest cargo airports in the world. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Tesla sales are down in Europe for the fifth straight month. The electric automaker sold about 14,000 vehicles across the continent in May. That's a 28% drop from the previous year. The company has taken a hit from reaction to CEO Elon Musk's political rhetoric and competition from Chinese carmakers.
Well, CMA Fest hits the small screen. This is very exciting. Michelle Polino has the story on the latest developments.
Are you guys ready to party tonight?
Country music's biggest party comes to your screen as CMA Fest airs on ABC. Filmed in Nashville earlier this month, the three-hour special features performances from Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, Jason Aldean, Luke Bryan, and Kelsea Ballerini, along with special collaborations from Brooks and Dunn with Lainey Wilson, Jelly Roll, and Shaboozey, and more. Hosted by Ashley McBride and Cody Johnson, the broadcast celebrates country music fans and artists with wall-to-wall music from downtown Nashville. It airs at 8 Eastern on ABC and streams the next day on Hulu. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Fortnite gamers could be getting a refund this week. The FTC is sending out $126 million in refunds to nearly a million gamers who were charged for unwanted purchases while playing Fortnite online. The FTC said Wednesday it's sending about 970,000 checks and PayPal payments to gamers who filed a valid claim. The refunds are part of a settlement over charges that Fortnite developer Epic Games used deceptive practices to trick online players into making purchases that they otherwise would not have made.
Okay, afternoon, everybody. This is News Radio 92.3. This is probably a pretty good idea here on this story. Some popular trucks going back to the dealer for an issue that could result in a fire.
Ooh,
nice place to head back to the dealer. Jenny Casola reports.
General Motors is recalling more than 62,000 trucks because of a possible brake problem that could cause an electrical short or even a fire. The recall involves some 2019 to 24 Chevrolet Silverados. Approximately 1% of the recalled trucks are believed to have the issue. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says an issue in the brake pressure sensor assembly may allow fluid to leak. An underhood fire could even occur when the truck is switched off or possibly unattended. The defect was caused by use of an unauthorized chemical by the supplier of the brake assembly. The chemical can cause a part to degrade over time. Jenny Cosola, Fox News.
Just about 4:52. We'll take one last quick break. You're listening to Pensacola right now. Back in just a couple minutes with some pop culture notes to help ease you into the end of this 4 o'clock hour right here on News Radio 92.3.
Looking for a stylish way to promote your brand or celebrate a special occasion? Prim and Proper in Gulf Breeze now offers custom hats, a new addition to their lineup of custom and promotional items. From corporate logos to personalized designs, these hats are perfect for businesses, events, team gear, or one-of-a-kind gifts. Prim and Proper is still your go-to for custom engraving and unique gifts. From personalized drinkware to engraved home decor, every item is crafted with care by their in-house experts. Visit primandproper.com for more.
Captain Eric Lawrence was training Afghan soldiers when his truck was hit by an IED.
I sat home alone for months. I didn't want that anymore. I wanted to go back to work. PBA helped me write my resume, got me a job interview. I got the job.
Paralyzed Veterans of America, changing lives, building futures. To learn more, visit pva.org. A public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9 with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, and hear from community leaders and how Sunny's Barbecue has built a strong Pensacola for 40 years. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
.455 Okay, heads up, Pensacola. The man of the hour is in, Austin Price. Looking at the weather and the local traffic together on News Radio 92.3. What's happening?
Yeah, hold your applause. This traffic and weather update brought to you by Rocket. Rocket.com is a single, seamless home ownership platform to help you find, buy, sell, finance, and even refinance your home. Get started today at Rocket.com. Rocket, own the dream. All right, let's see what we got here on the roads. Not too much going on so far this hour. It's just been a few spots that typically give us trouble. That's I-10 traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp, Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. As for your weather, 88 degrees, low of 74 tonight. Got about a 40% chance of storms this evening that are going to bleed into your Friday and the next several days after that. Highs all the way until the next work week are sitting at just about 90 degrees.
Here's today's pop culture news.
456 News Radio 92.3. A lot of folks upset about this announcement. A country star is canceling more shows due to vocal issues. Ooh. Here's Michelle Polino.
Luke Bryan has been forced to cancel more shows this weekend as he continues to battle a lingering illness. The country star took to social media Wednesday to break the news, posting on X, "I'm really sorry to say I won't be able to play this weekend shows due to continued illness. I'd been hoping to rally, but my voice is just not there yet." Bryan was set to headline festivals in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but fans will still get to see a great show. Bryan added, "Huge thanks to my buddy Eric Church for stepping in last minute." The update comes less than a week after Bryan struggled with vocal issues during a June 19th show in Rogers, Arkansas. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And singer Sabrina Carpenter says her new album cover is approved by God after facing backlash over the original artwork. Carpenter's Man's Best Friend cover sparked criticism as it featured the artist on her knees wearing a black mini dress as an unseen man held her hair in a fist. However, she took to Instagram to debut the alternative version, which shows a black and white snapshot of the man-child singer with her arm around a man, both in formal wear. The album drops on August 29th, and fans can also purchase a signed copy of the original version on her website.
News Radio 92.3. Okay, there is a new surfing destination. Costa's out. North Korea is in.
Oh, good Lord.
If basking on a beach in an authoritarian state appeals to you, consider North Korea's newly completed East Coast Resort in Wonsan, Kelma, opening to domestic tourists July 1st. Leader Kim Jong-un, who grew up in luxury in the area, is hoping to beef up the coffers of his nation, one of the poorest in the world, and usher in a new era of tourism. Many of the country's elite have homes in the area, which was once a missile testing site. The resort, said to accommodate up to 20,000 visitors, it occupies a 2.5-mile stretch of beach with hotels, restaurants, shopping malls, and a water park. It's unclear when foreign tourists will be allowed in. The bulk of them come from China and Russia. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Yeah, I bet they do. And The Social Network is getting a sequel. The 2010 film starred Jesse Eisenberg as Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, and it earned 3 Oscars, including one for screenwriter Aaron Sorkin. Insiders tell Deadline that Sorkin will be back to direct The Social Network Part 2 for Sony Pictures. Sorkin also wrote the screenplay for the sequel, which is based on a series of articles from The Wall Street Journal about the inner workings of Facebook. No production date has been set, and there's no word yet on if Jesse Eisenberg will be returning as Zuckerberg.
I was checking out the latest issue of Hollywood Reporter this afternoon. Thought I'd pass this on to you. The director behind the next Bond franchise has been announced.
Denis Villeneuve, the Oscar-nominated French-Canadian director behind Dune, will officially helm the next James Bond film. Amazon MGM Studios announced Thursday in a statement, Villeneuve called himself a diehard James Bond fan and said he plans to honor the tradition of the iconic spy franchise. The directing role has been one of the most closely watched in Hollywood since Amazon MGM took full creative control of the series in March. The move came after a landmark deal with longtime producers Barbara Broccoli and Michael G. Wilson to form a new joint venture. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
And Fat Joe is calling the sexual assault allegations against him disgusting lies. The platinum-selling rapper went on social media Wednesday and lashed out against his former employee, Terrence Dixon, or T.A., who has filed a $20 million lawsuit against Fat Joe, accusing him of coercive labor exploitation, financial fraud, sexual manipulation, violent intimidation, and psychological coercion. Whew. Quite a list.
It really is. Okay, thinking about buying or selling the home, here's your mortgage rates for the day. Mortgage News Daily reporting average rate on the 30-year fixed mortgage standing at 6.79%. Average rate on the 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.02%. See, those rates still below that 7% mark. Coming up in about 12 minutes, Austin and I will be back talking about the latest news information on News Radio 92.3.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.